Hello, it's Nevin here at Cameo Podcast. I've been going live on all my Instagram channels. This is my daughter, Everly. This is Kira. I'll probably delete this video after 24 hours or so. I don't know. We'll see. But just want to jump on here, and if anyone ever sees this, let them know that if I go live, you're more than welcome to request to go live with me, right? This is a medium in which you can create your own podcast with just your phone, right? So all you have to do is A, engage with people who are watching and whatnot. Have someone request to go live with you. If they request to go live with you, you then have a conversation with them. The audio is not going to be as great as my podcasting equipment. I spent $700 or so on that, roughly. I don't know. I should count. I do have an accountant now. But you can interview someone who feels comfortable live in it and whatnot. And then what you can do is rip the audio, download it from Facebook Video, rip the audio, and throw it on anchor.fm, which is a free way to get on podcasts. And send me the link. I would love to listen. I'd love to hear. You know, Harrison, I see you watching. If you want to come on camera with me, agree to come on camera with me. Let's chat about what you've been doing and film and whatnot. Otherwise, you know, you have a guaranteed podcast when you're ready. But this is a way you could honestly connect with anyone in the world and create some content that honestly has distribution built right in. Right now, the fact I'm live and I have four people watching, right? That's four people. If I could get an audience with, that's four more people than I can get usually, right? Like I just did this live right now. I got five people. That's great, right? But then I can distribute this content, right? I can download this video. I can share it on Instagram by cutting it on up in iMovie or, you know, DaVinci Resolve if you're on PC, or, you know, a Facebook, a little app on your phone. I don't know. You can transform this content 10,000 times over to reach people on different platforms. You know, part of my success is I can use the same content. Hey, have a good one, Justin. Part of my success is I understand how I can take one piece of content, flip it, change it. It's still who I am. I can be a different Nevin on Instagram, a little bit more personal than I am on Facebook. Where on Facebook, yeah, I'm a little bit more political. And right now, yeah, I'm talking a lot about cannabis because I'm quite knowledgeable on it. But I'm actually trying to change my cannabis usage, believe it or not. Hey, Leah. I'm not as big of a stoner as some people seem to believe I am in this community. But my wife's laughing at me. So the opportunity to create content, it's not, traditional media does not have a monopoly on it. It's quite the opposite. They are scared to do this sort of stuff that resonates, that connects, and then flipping stuff because they need money today, right? I've been doing this since early February, end of January. Sorry, people are putting new windows in my house and the door and whatnot. I've been doing this since January. The car is over by Jones. I've been doing this since January, and as of right now, I've made $0 on my actual podcast. Not a cent. And it's a passion for me. I've sunk money into it. I'm now trying to work on a Patreon to just cover the cost of my hosting, which is roughly $15 to $20 a month. If I get the cost of hosting and some coffee incidentals, I'm committing to 4 episodes a month guaranteed. But then I've got some people who are willing to pay me to record extra episodes to release and sponsor them, right? So yeah, I've been doing this for 9 months or whatever, you know, since January or whatever it has been. And I've kind of committed to some sort of content schedule. And yeah, I decided to just randomly go live or whatever it be. I decided to randomly cut my hair off, which actually, you never know what you're going to get with Gino, but you see that? Yeah. You never know what you're going to get with Gino, but it's always experience, right? So all I'm saying is if you want to start a podcast, and you, oh, I've got to go. Bye.